Penny Podcast.
Hello, friends. It's Ron Burgundy, and I want to make something clear about podcasts. I can't see you. I cannot see your faces. I can't even hear or smell you, but I can love you. Carolina and I have just been talking about how much we love this podcast, love our listeners, love the iHeart suits and their HR department. Even after some tense hour-long courses and zero massages in the workplace as requested. Most of the time, we are like one big, healthy, beautiful family. One of those Irish families where the kids never wear shirts because they are too many kids, not enough clothing. Today, we want to make an episode just for the listeners, talking about the best memories we've shared and some of the best times.
Hey, sorry that took so long. I literally couldn't find an orange Julius anywhere. They're kind of hard to find, actually.
Oh, hi, Carolina. Were you just...
I got you the Entenmann's Cherry Cheese Danish. Is that the one you wanted? It looks like it's been at the gas station for a while, so just eat with caution.
Right, right. Well, thank you very much.
Wait, you're already recording.
I'm on the phone with my mistress.
You're recording without me? Why?
All right. You see that beige couch pillow you're sitting against?
Yes. The one with the weird soda stain.
It looks just like you.
Ron, that's...
No, I don't mean that as an insult. I mean, I really thought you'd been here the whole time, for the past hour. I mean, before we started recording, we spoke for a while. I just thought you were being composed and demure, but in reality...
It was a pillow.
I learned a lot from that pillow. But I'm glad you're here, and you can sit against it. This is my cherry cheese Danish?
Yes.
It's very warm. I hope the cheese is still good.
Yeah, so do I. I have no idea how long it was at that gas station.
Listen, this is a great opportunity to announce to our guests our topic for today. Now, Carolina, I know you and I had a long back and forth on what the topic should be here today.
No, we didn't, actually.
Right. Sorry. Again, that was the pillow. She was so generous. She just gave me the floor to explore my own ideas. No interruptions. A lovely woman.
What was the topic you two decided on?
Well, I was going to do numbers.
Interesting.
I know. She didn't like it either. Then I said, all right, if that's too tame for you, then let's get political. Let's debate how the White House should tackle student debt by legislation or executive order. But gosh, governing by executive order, is it freckles or necessary?
Freckles? Do you mean reckless? What are you reading this from? Ron, show me your palm. Hey!
Don't touch me! I'm calling Marie in HR!
You have a bunch of smudged bullet points written in your palm.
The pillow would never have put me through a trial like this. My pillow. Oh, my pillow.
That actually has kind of a negative political connotation.
Fine, no politics. I can't read half this stuff anyway. Do you have the rest of my Entenmann's?
Yes, I have the raspberry Danish twist, the guava cheese puffs, the mini raspberry creams, the do-si-do.
Light bulb moment. Eureka. Today, I will be speaking on health. Did you get my lemon snack pies?
Yes.
All right, great. Whew! Let's do this. Now, listen. Being a televised news anchor, I had lights and cameras on me every night. I was under pressure. My nail beds had to be tidy, my hair had to shine, and my skin had to glow. Carolina, have you ever felt the pressure to look good?
I don't think of it as pressure.
You're free of all that nonsense? God bless you. Wild as a dog.
Easy.
But some of our listeners out there may want to know how to live a healthy lifestyle, and today I'm feeling generous. I'm going to divulge all my beauty secrets.
Yeah, but Ron, you smoke.
Only cigars.
And you drink.
I'll tell you when I've had enough.
And you eat red meat, like, every single day, and you eat it rare.
Okay, listen. People know the right thing to do. You eat a reasonable amount of calories, not too much bread, not too much sugar. You work out 300 minutes a week, etc. Everyone knows how to do it. I mean, how many Men's Health magazine issues do we need? We get it. It's math. But what about when we want to cut corners, eat a street hot dog in the library, sleep all day and eat children's birthday cake all night, smoke a morning cigarette and steal the old lady's purse in the park?
So you want to teach unhealthy people how to be healthy?
I want to say this. Here are some secrets that ask nothing of your precious wild life. They just help you skate on by.
Okay.
And none of this is from my palm. And none of this is from my pillow. These are just some expert tips I've picked up on my beauty journey.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I keep forgetting you are a beauty vlogger.
Yes, I am.
Well, I can't wait to hear.
Well, the first tip is obvious.
Oh, is it like drinking 8 glasses of water a day?
No, you don't need to drink water.
What do you mean?
You just don't need to. I promise. Last time I had a glass of water, I did it to be polite at a golf club. The servers were slow with our drinks and everyone was toasting. But otherwise, just don't worry about it. You're fine. Drink juice if you have to. Eat. Water is boring. And I live a life of adventure.
Okay, so if it's not drink water, what's the obvious tip for our listeners?
Well, it's something my friend Deepak Chopra taught us on season 1.
Meditate. Okay, yes, this is a common health tip. Meditation is great.
Not just meditate, but meditate with a coworker. Have a meditation partner who can keep you accountable. So for our listeners, let's just all, wherever we are, whether you're piloting an F-22 Raptor or operating a forklift, let's close our eyes and take 3 deep breaths with the people around us.
Okay, I'm supportive of that. Ready? 1, 2,
2, we're on 2? No, don't open your eyes or it won't work.
Are you going through my purse? Give that to me, Ron. Quit going through my purse.
Listen, I was doing this to prove a point. Meditate with a coworker, then steal their money. I hate to say it's easy, but it is. Let's move on from this quickly because it was really for our listeners.
So a health tip you have is stealing money.
Exactly. And listen, sure, I've disappeared in some caves for a few months, taken vows of silence. I did yoga at the Y a few times with my buddy Mike, but nothing has given me the relief, excitement, the joie de vivre as having pulled a fast one on a dear friend.
All right, so if you want a little kick in your step, maybe pull a prank on a friend.
No, that's not what I meant. Steal something valuable, something that will sting.
Okay, can we get to your next tip?
Yes. This one I learned from the poets.
Well, we all know you love poetry.
Yes, I do. And the poets such as Rilke, William Blake, Shawn Mendes, they all speak of love. One of the best ways to live a beautiful, healthy life is to fall in love and to make love with a beautiful partner. Not just any partner, someone who sees you for who you really are with your flaws and charms.
That's nice, Ron. I like that.
And don't just stay wrapped up in the sheets all day. Walk around New York City with your sweetheart. Buy them a pashmina. Go to the fanciest restaurant on the Upper West Side and split an Entenmann's cheese-filled crumb coffee cake. Just sneak it in your purse. And then, with the bravery of a soldier heading into battle, look at your loved one and say those 3 magical words, "I love you."
Oh, I agree. I like this. I mean, anyone who's been in love can speak to its health benefits. And I mean, your partner's presence can lower your blood pressure, lessen your anxiety. I think it like floods your brain with dopamine. So yeah, you heard it here first. Fall in love, a health tip from Ron Burgundy.
No.
I'm sorry, what? I thought we were doing falling in love.
My health tip is come on strong way too early. Be vulnerable. Show your heart. Express your deepest fears. Tell this stranger your greatest aspirations, and then when they get spooked and end it, fall apart.
I'm not understanding.
Be wrecked. As Sheryl Sandberg says, lean in. Drink too much, send them emails, call them, listen to songs that remind you of your time together, look at pictures, Think of what you could have done differently.
This is terrible health advice.
Ask your ex-friends questions about how they're doing.
What are the benefits of forcing yourself into absolute heartache?
Listen, everyone thinks they look good when they're fat and happy on the farm. But really, you want to look distraught. I learned this from the supermodels of the 1990s. You need to get loss of appetite, hollow stomach, nausea, and hopefully, if you follow my instructions, you'll get an intestinal disorder.
Well, I don't want an intestinal disorder. I'll just go do yoga somewhere.
Listen, you know that feeling when you can't eat and you drink whiskey for a month because your heart's been broken?
I mean, I haven't been completely wrecked over a breakup in years, but yes, I've been there. We've all been there.
Okay. And how did you respond when your heart was torn from your chest?
I was living in New York at the time, and God, right after me and my ex broke up, I couldn't really sleep, so I would wake up at like 5 a.m. and go jogging in the rain because it just felt good being cold, and then after I would just chug some coffee, and I was smoking a lot of cigarettes at the time. Oh my God.
I bet you looked great, didn't you?
I actually looked really good.
Yeah, it's hard. It does not feel good. And the hard thing is, you eventually get better. So you have to watch yourself. Suddenly, you're out at a jovial Italian restaurant with friends, and you're ordering appetizers, and you've kicked smoking.
So what do you do when you start feeling good enough to eat?
You think of the happiest memory you have with your ex-lover, and then you imagine them getting open-mouthed, tongued by Ron Perlman.
Oh, my God.
What? Do you want the health tip or not?
Okay, well, what if the person falls in love with you? What if they don't break your heart?
Oh, you'll be fine.
Okay, so I'm sickly thin, but what about my baggy eyes? What if I have like a lifeless zombie look?
All right, this is where it gets a little unconventional.
This is where it gets a little unconventional.
Have you heard of racehorse steroids?
I mean, I can imagine they're exactly what they sound like.
They're exactly what they sound like. And they're for emergencies only. You really can't use these every day. Actually, just try them once and see how you react, and then go from there.
I'm not going to try them even once to see how I react.
They are great for job interviews, for future reference.
For future reference?
That's what I said.
What does that mean? I'm sorry. Do I need to start looking for a new job? Why did you just say that?
I don't know. Maybe the Pod Save America guys are hiring.
Ron, what's going on?
Okay. That was another example for our listeners. Another motivator to kick you out of a sluggish rut is pure primal fear. It wakes you right up. You see, that was a gift.
You are such a...
Stop it. Stop. I mean it. Stop.
You are such a jerk.
Listen, do you want to remain alert? You want to stay focused? Do you know how fast bank tellers work when they're getting robbed?
You mean when they're filling bags with money?
They become seriously efficient. But 10 minutes before, the lines are slow as molasses. Do you want to get more work done? Do you want to run a little faster? Find something that scares the shit out of you and really let it haunt you. In fact, if you can get a rabid possum and put some cheap Halloween superstore devil horns on it, and then if you can put a little red velvet cape on it, you could walk it around like a little evil rabid possum.
I guess if you could get a rabid possum and put like a Halloween outfit on it. Yes, I guess in theory you could do all of those things. I don't know why you would.
To be a boss lady who gets shit done. Whenever you're distracted, zoning out on your phone, you look next to you and what in the almighty hell is that? Why, it's a foaming-mouthed possum dressed as a little king devil. That snaps you to attention, and that's for free. No horse steroids required. Gosh, that's a good slogan for our show, don't you think?
What is?
The Ron Burgundy Podcast. No horse steroids required.
Okay, Ron, if you're just drinking and smoking and stealing money from your friends, how do you keep your teeth so clean and your hair so shiny? Your skin, like, glows. It's crazy.
All right. Yes. Well, let's get to the nitty-gritty.
I'm here for it. We all want to hear.
No horse steroids required.
That isn't working as an expression.
It just means let's get real. Take the horse steroids off the table. Be yourself. No horse steroids required.
All right, no horse steroids. We got it. Go for it.
My gorgeous hair. It is the work of fish oil supplements and silk pillowcases.
Okay, I'm going to write this down. You just buy them online, just like regular silk pillowcases? I could maybe find some cheap ones.
Any kind of silk pillowcases. They'll definitely help, Carolina. Let me see your hair. Oh, yeah. They could help with this situation. Oh, boy. Hopefully they can.
I get
help.
It. And what about your pearly white teeth?
Well, everyone knows this already, but I went to the dentist.
That's your beauty secret, that you went to the dentist?
Yes, it was April 1975.
That's it?
You've got to try the dentist.
But you just went once.
So what? I'm going to get a lesson in how to brush my teeth once a month?
All right. What about your skin? You have this beautiful, like, golden skin.
Carolina, this is exactly what Marie in HR said was stop sign behavior.
No, we're just talking about health tips. I'm not being creepy.
I'm holding up a stop sign to you. Can you respect that I don't want to marry you?
All right, don't write this down. Why are you writing this down?
I hate that I have to tell Marie in HR about this.
Yeah, I've been up there like 15 times for unwanted advances. One morning, I just asked you if you wanted me to grab you a coffee since you got up before 10 a.m.
And is that not the most romantic thing you've ever heard?
I had to talk to HR for hours. You know, no, I'm not doing this. I don't want to get into it right now. Okay, what are some tips on your skin?
All right, lean in close.
No, because you're just going to send me to HR.
You are 10 steps ahead of me, Carolina. Okay, listeners, my secrets to glowing skin. As you know, I have a tanning bed in my closet.
Yeah, he does actually, but he won't hire a maintenance man for it.
Whenever it breaks, I lock Carolina in there and I just say, figure it out. I'm going to go get us some lunch.
So you just tan? That's your only secret?
No. Madagascar is my secret. I head there to bask in the sunshine and find a mysterious lover to roam the beaches with. But little did I know, the last time I was there, that I would uncover a link to a terrorist financier, Le Chiffre. He was there to raise money for his evil ventures in a high-stakes poker game, and I decided to gamble against him and topple his organization of crime.
Is that a James Bond movie?
I don't know, is it?
What kind of car did you drive in Madagascar?
A Hertz rental. I think I got their standard two-seater, an Aston Martin DBS V12.
Ron, I think this is the plot to Casino Royale with Daniel Craig.
Oh, God, I love him. Are you kidding? Really?
Yes, did you watch it?
Listen, Carolina, I'm just giving skincare secrets. You know me, I like bang bang Western TV shows, and I enjoy watching my reruns of Murder, She Wrote. And don't forget, you know, the Love Boat streaming I have on my phone.
I'll never forget the Love Boat streaming you have on your phone.
I don't watch these strange European spy films.
Okay. In that case, what are your other skincare secrets besides buying a tanning bed and going to Madagascar?
Listen, you can't skimp on this area of your human body. I mean, it's your face. That's why the movie Face Off was so difficult for me to watch.
You're scared someone is going to steal your face?
100%. It's terrifying. If anyone's face is getting stolen, you know it's going to be mine. Actually, that's not true. It could be either mine or Adam Levine's, maybe. One of those judges from The Voice, Blake Shelton, too. I mean, people love that show. But listen, we're all vulnerable. Protect your skin.
You know, yeah, protect your skin with sunscreen. That's my big skincare tip. Every day, preferably something above SPF 30.
No, that's not what I mean. I mean, protect your face before someone steals it right off of you, wears it, tricks your brother, and elicits information about a dangerous explosive. And you're just in a hospital, faceless like a real ding-dong, just because you didn't listen to your friend Ron.
That's a movie. Nobody is going to steal your face. All right. Anything that you've heard from the experts in this field? I mean, I'm trying to think of anything realistic to tell our listeners about looking beautiful and feeling healthy.
You're absolutely right. Let me think. I actually asked Anna Wintour this question after running into her at a gallery in New York. I said, Annie, how do you stay hot, hygienic, and healthy? And do you know what she said?
Wait, did she even talk to you?
She said, don't talk to me. So besides tanning beds, Madagascar, protecting your face from a face-off situation, and avoiding Anna Wintour, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I think I've actually been pretty generous.
Well, we'll just have to be grateful you gave us such semi-valuable information. I mean, none of us can be as healthy as you. We really just don't have the time or resources. And I mean, Ron, you spend like an hour each day just lotioning, and you spend whole days sometimes tending to hand care.
And that's because a great way to make a first impression is a smooth handshake.
Well, you actually do have like a really freakishly smooth handshake.
Uh-huh.
Why are you reaching for the phone? Ron?
Hold on. Hello, Marie?
No.
We've got a situation.
Ow!
Stop it.
Ah!
Stop. Stop.
Oh!
Stop.
You stop it!
Stop.
Ah!
Seriously? Stop!
Ah! Ah! Please!